stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Monday. I feel like it's Monday all over the world. I hope that you had an amazing weekend. My weekend was amazing. And it went by like 90 going north. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, well, I'll get to that in a minute, because I have a brand new biblical question, and it's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, it's Monday morning, it's Monday evening, it's Monday night, it's Tuesday morning. It all depends on where you are. It's even Tuesday afternoon. And it all depends on where you are in the world. And we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. And everybody and their mama, if you're white. Amazing, huh? In Sydney, Australia, it is 3 a.m. Tuesday already. So, see? That's from ChatGPT, whatever that is. Amazing. And so, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can podcast the show, but you can listen to the show live. Anywhere in the world, on your iPhone or iPad, by calling the listen line at 630, talk to me live. 650-650-615-4131. 650-610. So on TalkStream Live, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we got to get up on the Super Chat this morning. You got to finish the ones from Friday and Sunday. 605-615-4131. To donate and have your comments read out loud. Go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So Nick told me that it is 3 a.m. Tuesday morning, Sydney, Australia. And that's according to CHATGPT. And hate saying, no, that's wrong. It is 3 minutes after midnight. It's just after midnight in Sydney, Australia, according to Google. Never trust ChatGPT. So, Nick, egg on your face.
I'm done with ChatGPT.
What is ChatGPT and why would you trust them?
It's the AI. I just asked it a quick question.
I
made sure to put ChatGPT just in case.
And it lied.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess. So, whatever time, you can still be listening live on your iPhone, iPad, all right, wherever you are. Yesterday, amazing fellowship yesterday, by the way. If you're not being helped by these fellowship services on Sunday mornings, you don't want it. Really, it's just that you don't want it. Because the truth about truth, it will help those who want help. But if you don't want it, it is not going. It's not like human nature. Human nature forces itself on you, right? But the truth will not at all. Zero. It won't bother you. Sometimes it try to warn you, but you don't listen. It's okay. But first, I got to tell you, it's Monday. I forgot it's Monday. And for those who might be brand new, you don't know this. But every Monday, it is always Female Monday. And so, and we take all calls, but we take the female calls first as they come in. But we take all calls because Monday is and will always be, let it be written, let it be known, let it be said. Monday is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Female Monday, 888-7753-773. We dealt with last week biblical question on yesterday. You can podcast yesterday's fellowship by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And last week biblical question was, why do you want the approval of anyone else? Why do you want the approval of anyone else? And we talked about a few things. As to why, and you can podcast and catch up on that. And because of time, I can't really get into it today. But I do have a brand new biblical question, and it's already caused a reaction around the world. Wasn't my intent, but you never know. And the brand new biblical question is absolutely a doozy. And on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll tell you how I came up with this one. I pay attention to kind of everything. And I listen to what people say, blah, 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 how they act. And sometimes biblical questions come up that way. And so, but I'll tell you about this and how I came. Remind me, Nick, if I forget on Sunday. The anchor baby is going to remind me.
To remind you how you came up with this.
Right. And
gotcha.
Hate, you
on
may,
Sunday.
And Hate is the producer of Sunday meetings. So remind me to mention how I came up with this brand new biblical question. brand new biblical question for this week. And here it is. Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Concerning race, which color would you consider, would you choose to be right? Which color would you choose to be right? Isn't that amazing? Amazing question. That's the biblical question. And again, all biblical questions, doesn't matter how I came up with them, is there to encourage you for those who want to overcome their hell. They are there to encourage you to work on you, to pay attention to what's happening inside of you. Not someone else, but you. You are your own world. You are responsible for your world. No one else is. So I'm trying to encourage those who want to overcome to work on you. And I have come to realize that the hardest thing in the whole wide world were two hard things. One is for a human being to admit, even to themselves, that they're evil, that they're wrong, that anger is evil, and for them to really work on themselves. Some people start out, they'll stop along the way, and they'll get off that road and take the wide road that leads to destruction. Some people go way down the road, and then they get discouraged, they get off, and they end up deeper in hell than what they left. And there's a few men and women get on that straight and narrow, and they stay there, and they stay there, and they stay there, and they endure to the end. So it's just interesting. The road to lead that leads to life is an interesting road. It is a very, mamma mia, or lazistica, interesting way to live. And it's amazing. It is amazing. A little news, and then I'll get to your calls. Some of you may have heard about this. According to NBC News, the U.S. Secret Service shot an adult male near the White House in Washington, D.C. shortly after midnight on Sunday, after an armed confrontation with law enforcement. According to the agency. Watch this from NBC News.
Tonight, troubling questions after a shooting overnight near the White House.
Respond for the shooting, 17th East Street, Northwest.
Just after midnight, Secret Service saying their agents shot a man after an armed confrontation with law enforcement, after they were notified yesterday of a suicidal individual traveling to D.C. According to two senior law enforcement officials, the suspect is 27-year-old Andrew Dawson, driving this white Chrysler sedan from Indiana.
Units approach from the 18th Street side.
That's when just one block from here, authorities found the man's parked vehicle and then spotted somebody who matched the man's description here, and that's when shots ensued.
The close proximity of the gunshots to the White House heightening new concerns about security around the president, who spent the weekend in Palm Beach.
Amazing. Amazing, huh? You know what's so interesting to me, and I didn't know until the last 35 years or so. I did not know. I just didn't know. I was blind and I could not see. And I just didn't know. I did not know how evil human beings are. The human nature is. In all human beings, not just some, but all. I had no idea. I really just didn't know because I didn't know myself. So I didn't know. And I didn't know that all over the world, human beings treat each other in a horrible way. The way human beings treat each other, you gotta know if you're paying any attention at all, that something else is driving you. that is not you, that something has made a home in you that is causing you to think, feel, and do the things that you do, say the things that you say. Human beings are lower than animals in the way that they treat one another. That is an animal nature. And human beings are evil. I understand now, and I don't even know the fullness of it yet. I understand why the word, the Bible, says that do not trust an angry person. An angry person, man or woman, is evil and desperate. Is a murderer. And you cannot trust an angry person. And yet you want to push anger as good. And you use it to say, oh, Jesus was angry. That doesn't even make sense to me. But it just doesn't make sense. But human beings are evil. And that's why you must be born again. All who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. You need a new birth, a new nature, a clear mind, a new heart. And then there can be peace on earth. Now, that doesn't mean most people are not going to get it. But for you, the individual who decide that they want to be free, they can. It doesn't matter about anyone else on earth. It's you, and you can be free on earth. But I'm looking at how the people in government treat each other. They're no different than anyone else. They just have a job called a government job. But they're wicked, and they're nasty, and they're evil, and they're afraid, and they are jealous, they're envious. They're no different than anyone else. And if you were paying attention, you would see the big picture on the big screen. You'll see it, but you're not paying attention. You're looking at what is happening in the news, on TV, and you're afraid and you're angry. You're like identifying with it. Instead of just observing it, you identify with it, and now you want to go out and protest. But human beings are evil. Just think about this person that's being accused of going up to the White House allegedly and trying to hurt somebody with a gun. What made this person do that? Why would this person allegedly, I have to put it that way, why would this person do it? Who or what told this person to do it? They didn't tell themselves that. They would just sit around with nothing else to do and decided, you know, I might as well go over there to D.C. and see who I can hurt, allegedly. Think about the way you treat yourself and other people. Doesn't something tell you this? Oh, you be angry at that person. You try to hurt that person. You do this or that. Or tell you, you might as well take your own life. You're not worth anything. Your life is never going to be anything. You might as well as take your own life. That's not you telling you that. But you think you are saying that to yourself, and you take your life. Why don't you pay attention to see that you're not in control of anything? But you walk around blindly thinking that you are. You think you are making decisions. You think that the voice you hear in your head that is imitating your voice, you think that's you. And you believe it and you act it out. Trump, I don't know if you heard about this. J.D. Vance, let me see, I need to update my thing here. My bad, I got to update. I got an update here. Hold on. I'm black. You black. I got to update my computer. Jenny Vance encountered a Ukraine supporters in Cincinnati on Saturday. Watch this from NBC.
President Trump survived an assassination attempt last year at a Pennsylvania campaign rally, and then while golfing on his West Palm Beach course 2 months later. Sean Curran, who was the Secret Service special agent in charge of his detail during the Butler attack, is now the agency's director, the security of the president and Vice President Vance of Pinnacle Concern. Vance, with his three-year-old daughter, approached on the sidewalks of Cincinnati on Saturday by protesters supportive of Ukraine. Vance posting that the protesters followed us around and shouted as my daughter grew increasingly anxious and scared, though noting it was a mostly respectful conversation.
I had said, if I talk to you for a few minutes, will you leave my three-year-old daughter alone? And you said yes. So I'd like you guys to respect it.
Vaughn Hilliard is joining us now from the White House. Vaughn, what else are we learning about that suspect tonight?
Hallie, the Secret Service says that Dawson was transported to a nearby hospital, though his condition at this hour is still unclear. Authorities also, though, said that they did, in fact, recover a gun from the scene. Hallie?
So was that about the Secret Service, or was it about J.D. Vance, or about the shooting at the White House? About what? About what? So it was about the shooting, the new Secret Service, and J.D.? Oh, I didn't know that. When I watch, I'm a little thrown off now, so I apologize. When I watch, Americans protesting in this country for another country in support of any other country and going against America, I think all those people need to be deported. If you are not for America and you're making it clear that you are against America, why should you be allowed to stay in this country? Really? I remember last year when they were having these college campuses protest, and they was calling America death to America, something like that, and death to Israel. And these people were like, Allah u Abba people. I'm like, why are these people allowed to even be in our country shouting death to America? Why? I don't understand how that can be. I remember years ago we were reporting on that, and those kind of things were happening overseas. And these people wearing these head rag things and cover up their faces because they would have on the Allahu Akbar clothes. And I never imagined that American government would allow that to happen. You on its own soil, that you would bring your enemy into the country, allow them to come in, and then they say death to you, and you don't hurry up and ship them back. I don't believe we should have foreigners in our government. How are you going to trust a foreigner in the government when they come from a country where they have other ideas? Because people take their ideas with them no matter where they go. They're never going to be 100% for America. If you go against their country, the country that they came from, they're going to go against you. And yet, you allow them to be in government in the United States of America. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What a mess. It's a spiritual battle, and hell is right here on earth. Hell is here. Hell is in you until you start to overcome it, and it's inside of others, and human beings bring hell upon themselves and on you if you allow it to be. Evil human beings wake up in the morning trying to figure out how they can hurt you, and they get a thrill from it. And that's what they're doing to America. And they get a thrill from it. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with anything but good versus evil. Human beings are evil. And as soon as you, and I'm just talking about all human beings, your family members, your so-called husband, wife, your friends, they're all evil. And God said it, that salvation is of the heart. You need a brand new heart. Your heart is wicked. And that's why you're miserable. And in your miserable state, you want to make other people miserable. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Mimi out of Georgia. Mimi.
Hi, Jesse.
Are you on your way back home?
If only it was that simple.
I'm glad to hear from you. How are you?
I am good. I'm very good. I looked up and today was Monday, which is Female Monday. So I was like, oh my goodness, I have to reach out and say hello to Jesse.
Absolutely. Anytime. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, I just wanted to kind of follow up on our last conversation.
Okay. Absolutely.
So what's interesting is that I had mentioned that I was kind of already in the plans, already moving in that direction to be kind of done. But it didn't. The devil is so tricky because it got really, really complicated. And so it just kind of forced me to go back home where I was. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really have a lot to say. I think every time I try to leave, there's just this engagement that is, you know, we've come this far and all these things are in place and, this false idea of all the love that is there. And I guess for me, I've been raised to always consider other people's feelings, even at my own expense. I'm just not very confrontational. Unless I feel comfortable, then if I'm comfortable, we can confront anything. But
so let me ask, just to be clear. Okay. So you moved in with this guy?
Yes. That was the whole move was to move in.
Okay. And you moved in and then you realized after a while it's not working, right?
Oh yeah. It was very quick that the honeymoon was completely over. We realized that we are so on opposite sides on so many different things. Some of the things that he knows about, you know, kind of where I stand on things, he will say really, really like hurtful things because it's so opposite of how he thinks and aligns his thinking. And I think I was listening to Fellowship and there was one of the women had said, you know, when she dated, what she really wanted was somebody to be obsessed with her and she could be obsessed right back. And they would just be in all this like love and couldn't live without each other. And I think that's exactly what the person that I'm with wants. And that's just not my personality. And even when it was my personality, it just isn't anymore.
Hold that thought, Mimi. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Ponchi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Ponchi's coffee. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. It's Monday. Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. The HakeReport.com. And then Joel Friday TV. You black at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Joel Friday TV. And then the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. It's not a loan, it's a gift. It's not to ever take back, it's forever to keep. At 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. And then at 2 p.m., a brand new episode of Ponchi TV. Not only do we have Ponchi's coffee, we have Ponchi's TV. Ponchi TV. Watch this. At 2 p.m. today.
Oh, is there a new teaser?
The teaser's not ready yet.
Oh, not ready. Okay.
I can play the old teaser. I just don't know what you guys wanted. My bad.
No.
But check it out. Monday, 2 p.m.
We got 2 p.m. today. Oh, amazing. I want to go back to Mimi out of Georgia. So, Mimi, so now that you realize this thing is not meant to be and it's not going to work, you moved back home? You moved out?
No. So I don't really have any connection to anyone out here in Georgia. This, the person that I'm with is the only connection that I have. And so that's a negative, to answer that question. And also I think let's just cut all the words. Cause I like to wrap things up in fancy words or at least words that like make things
right.
Seem pretty.
Yeah.
But the problem is that I don't know how to leave. I don't know how to be firm in my decision and to stand in truth. You know, I choke, if you will. It doesn't take much for this person to say certain things. And I'm just like, well, you know, I started out on this journey and this is what I represented and I need to continue to represent it. I need to follow this through. I'm always considering this person's feelings and how it looks. I know that there's tons and tons of ego involved in all of it. And I just don't know how to do it.
And who is telling you that you don't know how to do it and you should stay?
I mean, I know the answer to that.
So why are you listening to the devil, to evil lies?
I guess for me, I start to project what could happen.
But who is telling you that?
Jesus, Jesse.
Because you're standing in hell, and it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
I know that, and that's why it seems like sheer insanity that I am. Well, let me ask you this. So
it is insanity, that's for sure.
Okay.
It's insane, but go ahead.
So the things that the person is saying, this person that I'm with is saying to draw us back together, and is that the devil too speaking through him?
100%.
Because he cannot really reasonably think that it's all peaches and cream. Like, it's not.
Right.
It's only peaches and cream until I leave, and then when I leave, he – I mean, it's only – it's only peaches and cream when I leave.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh my gosh, you can't leave. Like, we've worked on all this stuff. And I'm like, are you crazy? It has not been easy for either one of us. And I am not pointing the finger at him. I'm not pointing the finger at myself. I'm just saying it has not been easy on either one of us.
Of course. And it's only going to get worse if you stay. But you cannot live your life listening to what he says. You got to be in charge of your own life.
Yeah, but Jesse, that scares me. That literally puts knots in my stomach. That literally makes me feel like I'm going to Earl. I'm not sure why.
You going to
I'm
what?
I'm an adult. It literally makes me feel like I'm going to Earl. Like, I know I'm an adult. I know I'm an adult, and it's my life to live. But I guess for me, I'm just like, well, I made this decision. I've got to walk it out. To change my mind now, it means that I never loved him in the beginning.
And
I
you
know
didn't.
What you're going to say. I never. I knew you were going to say that.
And
you
did
that.
Not make the decision to go and be with him. Evil made that decision, and you fell for it because logically there was never a reason for you to go to be with him. Zero.
You're right. Because what is so crazy is that right before I left, I was feeling that feeling of loneliness.
Yes.
But it was for the first time I was really all by myself, not in a relationship. All of the distractions were gone, and it just seemed so lonely. And then all of a sudden this came around, and it got me busy again. It got me busy doing things and moving and excited. And then when all of that was gone, I realized just how duped I was.
But that's how evil operates. It makes you feel lonely, and if you believe that there is a you to feel lonely, and then to tell you, well, here is an exciting way out. I give you this. And if you listen to that, you'll follow that, and as soon as you follow that, then it goes back to, well, you're better off by yourself. Now you want to go be by yourself, and then it tell you, well, don't go by yourself, and you stay. It will destroy you as long as you're listening to thoughts. None of those ideas you ever had were your own. You have not realized yet that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, and you've been driven by thoughts and emotion, and they make you do things, and when you do them, they're never going to turn out right, but when you do them, then evil laugh at you. The devil laugh at you. He laugh at you, and then he give you another idea.
Okay. I've sat not only in my hell, but by myself doing the silent prayer, and I know that to be true. But here's one thing that is really freezing my ability to move forward. Is that there's a thought that says, I'm not strong enough to do this. I'm too weak. I might as well just stay. I'm not strong enough to do this. I look stupid, and I'm an idiot, and I'm a liar. I'm a liar. I said that I loved him, and now I'm leaving. I'm a liar. Why are you laughing? That was a very serious moment, Jesse. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. That's not what I expected. It's funny, though, because literally that's exactly how I feel, is that I'm not strong enough. And for you to laugh at that, it's just crazy. I'm like, I know you're not laughing at me,
right.
And which is, that's what makes it so wild, is because those are the moments where you're supposed to go, oh, I can understand that pain and that challenge and how that feels.
But yeah, when you were telling me that, I'm thinking, is it your weakness that you made strong? And you should stay in your weakness and then move away anyway. Go and do what you got to do anyway. And it's in your weakness that you will be made strong, because God is allowing you to see, feel, and know that you're weak. But he doesn't want you to do anything about it, meaning don't try to get rid of it. So he can come in and take weakness away from you and make you strong. But because you won't take any kind of action in your weakness, he cannot make you strong, and the devil will keep you weak.
Jesse?
Yeah?
That is brilliant. I said this last time. I'm going to say it again. What God does through you, like I said, you're amazing, but you're still just Jesse, and not just Jesse, but Jesse, whatever. But what God does through you is wild. There's not even a word that is like good, bad, or indifferent. It's not even, it doesn't have that right. like connotation to it, like it's good or it's bad. Like it's just wild. It's really just wild. I'm not a spring chicken. I've never heard that in my entire life. And I know it's in the Bible, and yeah. I know that there's a message that almost every pastor has ever tried to use as a sermon for Sunday service. I have never heard it that way, ever.
Which
Sorry,
is
I'm being very dramatic.
Which, but you're right, though, which is unfortunate. It's hard to find someone that really will allow themselves to go through hell to get to heaven so they can point the truth to you. You're not, it's hard to find, not in the family, your parents are not like that. It's hard to find preachers like that because the preachers have not, they're not working on themselves either. They're just learning the Bible and quoting the words back to you with no meanings at all.
Right. And I think that they use a lot of the scripture to make it situational.
Absolutely.
Like, but situational in a way that it doesn't really stick. Like, they'll just say, recite this. He makes me strong when I am weak. And
right.
all that kind of stuff. But, like, not really making the connection that it's really in those weak moments that you're supposed to be weak. Like, you're supposed
yes.
to say that so that you can be strong and then all of a sudden do something irrational and show that you're strong. It's not that. It's to sit in the weakness. I've never heard that before, Jesse, in my entire life.
And I understand that, but and it's unfortunate because most people run away from their weakness and run right into hell. They stay in hell by running from it. They take medication to try to make themselves feel better, or they go be with someone to make themselves feel better. They don't know, I got to stay in this weakness. I got to live with it. I got to sleep with it. I got to drive with it. I got to be aware of it and do nothing about it. And I promise you, without a doubt and a witness to it, he will save you from it. That's what he tried. He would change your nature from fear to perfect love. But you got to do it. This man is not for you.
Oh,
he can't
gosh.
Save you. And
yeah, the demons inside of me are going crazy right now.
Yeah, they hate the truth. They don't want you to hear it. And the guy that you're with, he can't see. He's in hell, too. Telling you about hell, making false.
Oh, he's definitely.
Yeah, making false promises.
Oh, Jesse, I want to talk to you, but then sometimes I'm like, don't do it, don't do it. You're gonna hear what you don't want to hear.
No.
I know.
At
it's
some
crazy.
Point, Mimi, you gotta take complete control of your own life. And stop looking to anyone to make you feel good, some man or anyone to make you feel good, to make you feel this. That's not where you want to be. You want to have perfect peace, and you're not going to find that in another person, place, or thing. It's inside of you. So you
right.
got to make your mind up if you want to be free. You know what? I'm going to stop running. I'm going to go through this. I'm going to take it. I'm going through hell. So that I can arrive in heaven. And the
okay.
hell is the death of the ego, the thoughts and the emotions.
Well, I think I'm not even trying to protect my ego. I'm trying to protect his, because ever since we got together, everyone's like, oh my gosh, you guys are such a great couple. Everything's so amazing. He's gotten so much attention from us being together I don't want to take that away from him.
That's insane.
It sounds stupid. I know you're laughing straight to my face.
You can't even take away your own pain. Why are you trying to take away someone else? And the people who are telling you, oh, you guys are so pretty together, you look, they're on the outside looking outside. They don't see the real what's happening inside.
Oh, they have no idea.
Yeah. And then if you fall for it, you're falling for another trick. Because that ego feeling that you get from that is not going to solve your problem inside the home or inside of you.
Okay.
Do what you want, of course, but I would tell this guy, okay, thank you, bye.
Jesse, nothing works like that. That's not a real world.
You
said that last time.
That is the real world. This way you're doing it, it's the fake world.
Okay.
The real world is to overcome hell.
But see, this is the thing. If I say it like that, all hell is going to break loose.
Meaning what?
Here on Earth.
Meaning what?
Oh, the things he's going to say, the things he's going to, you know, I don't think he's going to do anything in the sense, but he has a propensity for evil to spew everywhere.
And you care about that? Why?
Rare. I don't know. I was taught like this to always mitigate things, like make sure that there's least amount of damage to anything.
You need to unlearn. You've been taught wrong. Everything you've been taught in life has been wrong. You need to get rid of all your little morals and all your little values and all these stupid things you've been taught so that the Spirit of the Father can teach you in the right way, give you a clear mind.
Right.
Because you're never going to live up to what you've been taught. It's not real. It's an illusion.
Right. Okay.
You got to get serious about your, this is your life, and you're looking in all the wrong places for help.
Okay. Okay.
This guy, stop looking for, did you hear yesterday fellowship?
I started to. I was listening to it this morning, which is what made me look up and say, oh, my gosh, it's Female Mondays. And I'm off today, so let me try.
I want you to know that your relationships and nobody on earth relationships are ever going to work, whether they're married or not, they're not going to work. And the reason they're not going to work, because there's a principle, and we talked about this yesterday, a rule given to us by God is that we should seek first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added. And if you have a relationship on your mind, you think about some guys or a guy, or you're thinking about love, or you're thinking about this or that, then you're not seeking the kingdom first, and you're going to always end up with the wrong person because that person will be your guy, and they will destroy you.
If I interact with him, can I say that?
Say what?
I'm busy seeking out God's righteousness over everything.
I wouldn't plan what I'm going to say, but yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
He's going to try to
I'm looking for protection. Like I said, I'm really honestly not. This situation makes me feel really weak. And I'm like, what's going to protect me from all the evil that this person is going to spew?
But why are you concerned about that? That's their evil has nothing to do with you. And if they are evil like that, that's more of a reason to get away from them.
Okay.
Why would you want to see that a person's evil and yet you want to stay with them?
Okay.
They're going to destroy you. And the devil inside of you is already destroying you because it's evil who is convincing you to stay with evil.
Right.
Feel sorry for them. They are hurt. They're really trying. You listen to evil, that's why you're suffering. When you're tired of suffering, Mimi, then you get on track and you stay.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Let's say every other day, both morning and night.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No.
Did God say do it every day, all the time or every other day?
All the time.
Why don't you obey him? God knows everything. He knows about relationships. He's a better expert on relationships than we could ever be. He knows everything. Why don't you finally put him first, seeking what's right and not even thinking about men or any kind of relationship?
Right. That's true.
Why don't you do that?
Because my ego told me that I was supposed to be in a relationship, and that I've been listening to that since I was way far too young.
Yeah. I understand that, but it's time to stop listening to that.
Okay.
There's not but one relationship you need to be concerned about, and that's your relationship with truth, with the Father. Okay. That's the only relationship you need to be concerned about.
All right, Jesse, way to start Female Mondays.
What? No.
Yeah, I knew you, I was going to get the truth.
You got to get serious about your life. You're responsible for your life. This is your world inside of you, and only you can work on your world.
Okay.
So do what you want, but I'll just tell this guy, bye, see you later, and be gone.
Okay.
And stop listening to the thoughts. They're setting you up for destruction. And they know that you want what's right, because if you didn't want what's right, you wouldn't be calling me, or you would attend the bar meetings and things like that. They know you want what's right, and they do not want to depart from you. So they're working overtime to make you think that the lie is the truth. They want you to think it's you, and it's not.
Okay. Okay. That's all I got, Jesse. That's all I got. And I appreciate everything that you said.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right, Jesse. Well, have a great week. I appreciate everything.
Stop playing with the devil. Say no to the devil. And don't play with him anymore.
Okay.
All right. I wish you well. Maybe call me again.
I will. Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Michigan and talk to Maya out of Michigan. Maya, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Maya.
Hi. I have a question to you about the silent prayer.
Uh-huh.
So when I do the prayer, I just notice that it's not so much the thoughts, it's more the emotions that are intense, like sadness and loneliness, or sometimes anger.
Right.
And then that makes me feel like very heavy, not to have any energy or a lack of desire to do anything. And so I guess I'm wondering, I've been doing it for a while and sometimes it shifts, but it keeps coming back. So then I wonder what I'm supposed to do as I'm witnessing that.
What you don't realize, you cannot have those emotions of loneliness, of this or that, unless you had a thought first. Emotion does not come by themselves. They are brought up on you with thoughts. And so you're not catching the thought, you're just feeling the emotion. And what I recommend that you start doing is paying attention so you can catch the thoughts before you feel the emotions. The emotions are fake. The thoughts are fake, but you're just not catching the emotions. I mean the thoughts.
And if I notice the thoughts, so should I try to stop thinking those thoughts, or just kind of observe them
Can you hold for me? Let me take a break. Hold on. Do not hang up. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Two more hours to go. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. German travel,
is disrupted because of warning strikes, so-called workers not wanting to go to work, and government funding here in America, blah, blah, blah. Canada's next leader is Mark Carney, they say, at least for a little while. He may get replaced by a conservative. No more Justin Trudeau. Is that a good thing? Maybe. And a missing U.S. student in the Dominican Republic. Wow. Be careful. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, March 10th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in every so often, though. Or as you hear Jesse wrapping up with a caller, call in on your old-time phone or your cell phone. 1-888-775-3773. Or via Skype, even if you're overseas, it is free. Use the dial pad. It is Fake News on Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports air travel across Germany has been disrupted due to a one-day strike by so-called workers. A misnomer. They were not working, so they're not workers. At 13 German airports, the so-called warning strike is a common tactic in German wage negotiations. What a mess. Communists. Terrible. Anyway, government funding in America. House Speaker Mike Johnson, he's a Christian, I think, formally unveiled plans over the weekend for a government funding stopgap through September 30th. Wow, it's a long time. A measure intended to stave off a potential government shutdown ahead of Friday's deadline. And buy time for our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and GOP so-called leaders to steer key pieces of the president's agenda through Congress this summer. House Republicans, or Republicans, hope to vote on a bill this week. Democrat so-called leaders, they quickly slammed the door on supporting the measure, raising the specter of a high-stakes clash this week. The president has endorsed the measure. GOP leadership aides say that this would increase defense spending by about $6 billion, with a B, dollars, while domestic spending would drop by about $13 billion. Sounds like it's going in the right direction, right? If Democrats block the measure, they will risk taking the blame for shutting down the government, unless they can convince the public that it's Trump's fault. Pretty dumb, huh? If they allow the measure to pass, they could again look like they lack the strength and purpose to resist Trump's greatest presidency, the second term. And Canada's next leader, upstairs with the Canadians, it's not upstairs, up north, Mark Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y, has been elected leader of Canada's Liberal Party. Liberal is in communist, I say. In a months-long high-stakes race to replace Justin Trudeau, the male feminist. While Mark Carney, probably perhaps a male feminist too, he is a liberal, will take over immediately as Liberal Party leader. Justin Trudeau, though, will remain as Canada's prime minister for an as-yet undisclosed transitional period while his successor settles in. Mark Carney will be expected to lead the party into the next federal elections, where he is likely to face stiff competition from the so-called Conservative Party, which are pretty liberal themselves, if you ask me, which is currently leading in the polls. The Conservative Party is nice. President Trump has repeatedly blamed Canada for illegal immigration into the U.S. and threatened to turn Canada into the 51st state, maybe 51st and 52nd, and impose steep tariffs on Canadian imports, which the White House says is necessary to stem the flow of fentanyl over its borders. Nice. In his first remarks following the result of the vote, Mark Carney referenced the tensions with the United States, saying his government would, quote, create new trading relationships with reliable trading partners, unquote. He also vowed to keep retaliatory tariffs that Justin Trudeau put on the United States until the Americans show us some respect. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Female Monday, Hour 2.
understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, my brand new biblical question, and it is a doozy, if I must say so myself, concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right? Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? If you're busy, whatever you're doing, protesting J.D. Vance, protesting the guy from X, Musk, Elon Musk, jealous of Donald Trump running our amazing government right now, trying to clean it up, jealous because you're about to lose your so-called fake power, your money. Jealous because you got to go back to work. You've been working, so-called working from home for years now, and you're lazy, and you haven't been working from home. You've been out somewhere, pretend you're working from home. You still could be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad, by calling the listen line. You can podcast, but you could be listening as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to those super chats. To donate and have the comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And Mondays, though we take all calls, Mondays are and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
What the?
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Absolutely. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to Maya, I believe. Yeah, Maya out of Michigan. Maya, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes. So I was wondering about the thoughts and what to do with the thoughts during the silent prayer and the emotions, how to navigate the two.
You, all you should do and can do if you want to be free from them, do nothing about them. You just need to be aware that you're having these thoughts, you're having these emotions. Don't call them you. Don't argue with them. Do not try to get rid of them. Just be aware of them. And then the awareness is coming from the light of God in you, and he will destroy the thoughts. The thoughts and emotions are spirits of darkness, and the light will destroy the darkness. Don't try to do anything about it, because if you do, you're giving false life to it, and you're keeping them alive in you, and they will destroy you.
I guess the challenge I have is that they are kind of draining me energy-wise. So then I feel depleted. So even though I'm observing them, I just feel quite exhausted.
Give me an example. Mean like you can't go to work or you can't move about?
Well, I'll go to work, but then I'm just exhausted when I come back. Because it's like I kind of have to force myself to go to work because I feel so tired. And then when I get back, I'm just really exhausted.
You know, do you have any medical condition going on there?
No.
Okay. Well, what I recommend is that because you may be identified with the thoughts and feeling, and you're feeling lonely or you're feeling afraid,
right?
And you identify with it, and it makes you not want to get up and do what you got to do. Don't identify mm-hmm. with it. And if you catch yourself identified, just know you're identified with it, but it's not you, and get up and go to work and do your thing and have your day anyway, and let it be. Live with it, walk with it, sleep with it, but do nothing about it. And it will be destroyed, because that's the thing that made a home in your imagination when you became angry with your mother when she traumatized you. You went into that world. You went into the dark world of your imagination, and you've been living there all your life thinking that it was you.
So when you say not to go ahead.
So you think that you're feeling these things, you think you're thinking those things, and you're not.
And so how do you get the space? Because I do feel like, yeah, those emotions are me. So how do I get space from that?
By not calling them you. You know, like, you could quietly say to yourself, until you don't have to say it anymore, I see those thoughts, or I feel that emotion, but it's not me. I feel lonely, I feel afraid, but I know it's not me. So you can stop identifying with it, and when you stop identifying with it, it loses its grip on you. And yes, you're going to feel the pain, it's in your body, but it's not in you. You're not your body. It's in your body, it's in your flesh, but it's not in you.
And you still go about your life as a normal
100%. And don't be murmuring to other people about it. Don't look all pitiful at work. And don't be trying to make your friends feel sorry for you. You keep to wash your face and go about your day.
So what's the difference between that and ignoring it? Like, is that different?
What do you mean by ignoring it?
So, for example, like you said, okay, so I'm saying this isn't me. I see it, and then I'm just going to go about my day versus ignoring how I feel. Is there a difference between the two?
Well, repeat what define ignore for me one more time. Sorry.
I'm trying to figure out if there's a difference between just ignoring how you're feeling or the same, like this, like recognizing that I'm feeling sad or lonely, but well, I'm still going to.
Yeah, you definitely want to be aware of how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But do nothing about how you're feeling. Don't even call it you, because in all honesty, mm-hmm. there's no such thing as loneliness. It's impossible for you to be lonely. In all honesty, it's impossible for you to be sad or worry or have doubt or fear. That's the fake you that made a home in you, and you thought it was you all your life, and no one ever told you, hey, Mario, that's not you. Stop calling it you. Drop your anger so you can overcome it. So the real you have never been lonely, could never be lonely, ain't going to ever be lonely. It's the false you that's lonely, not you, but you call it you, so it feels like you. You identify with it.
And then how do you know, because you're saying we can't really trust, you know, thoughts or something like that. So how do you know, which part of yourself to trust.
By not trusting any part of you.
I don't get that.
There's nothing about you that you should trust. There's no part of you that you should trust. Just as you can't trust other people, you cannot trust yourself either.
But we still have to lead our life and make decisions and all that stuff.
No, you don't. The only decision you have to make, and even those decisions are given to you. What you want for dinner, do you want a blue house or a black house, a red house? Do you want a couch in your house or you want to sit on the floor? All the things, do you want a car, you want to take the bus? Just basic life decisions that you have to make. And even those decisions are made for you. You don't even make those decisions, you just think that you are. But there's not one decision that you need to make or can make or have made.
So do you mean we should be more like passive?
Passive?
Yeah.
No. What do you mean by passive?
Like just, I guess, let things happen in life instead of taking action.
That's a good question. Anything that want or need to happen to your false self, your ego, let it happen. Do not protect your ego. If somebody try to hurt your feelings, let them hurt them. And you will see that you're not your feelings. If you feel lonely, feel the loneliness, and you'll see that no such thing as you being lonely. If you feel like you need to join a group to get a false sense of identity, don't join the group. And let yourself see, I can stand alone. If you feel like you want to go see mama, that you need to go see mama, but you really don't want to go see mama, because you don't like mama anyway, then don't go. You got to, and you start to see that everything you thought and felt was evil, was an illusion, was not real.
Okay, thank you. I think I have to practice a little bit. Yeah, thank you.
What, is that clear? Anything about that you don't quite understand yet?
Well, I think I have to practice getting some space from my feelings, probably, because I have been identifying with it. So
yes.
I think I need to get some space from it, yeah.
Don't call all emotions a lies. And they come from lies because they come from the imagination. They come from thoughts. You don't need to be emotional. The good emotion, so-called good, and the so-called bad, they're both impostures.
That makes sense. And what are you left with after?
Life. Real life.
Okay.
Perfect peace. Have you gone and forgiven your mother? No.
So I have been no contact with my mom for over 10 years. I feel like I've worked on it. I know you say you have to go in person, but I don't feel like I can do that. But I have logically kind of I understand that she did the best she could, but I honestly do feel a lot of sadness around her. So that's the stuff that comes up for me is around that. So, I mean, I don't know.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I haven't gone, no.
How will God forgive you if you don't go and forgive her, shaking in your boots so you can be free? How will he forgive you if you don't forgive?
Well, I haven't been in touch with her for over 10 years, like I said. So
and what does that have to do with today?
Well, because, my family's quite dysfunctional. So to be honest, I'd be scared to go
All families are dysfunctional. So why?
I'd be scared to go there.
Why?
Because she has a pretty bad temper, and I just yeah, I don't know how she would react.
And would she hurt you physically?
I don't know. I hope not. I don't think so.
So you're just afraid of how she will react?
Yeah.
Why don't you face that fear? That fear is controlling your whole life. It's keeping you from being you. Why don't you face that fear? As long as she's not going to hurt you physically, can you FaceTime with her?
I don't know. I don't know if she has FaceTime, but because we haven't been in touch for 10 years, so I don't
know. And so, as long as she's not going to hurt you physically, how will you overcome her if you don't face her? Shaking in your boots.
I've tried.
You haven't?
Yeah.
You have not tried to go and forgive your mother?
Well, I've written a letter.
You have not tried to go and forgive your mother?
Well, not in person, right?
You have not tried. So why don't you face her? And don't worry about what she's going to say or how she's going to act. That's her hell. And you want to overcome the hell, her hell that she gave to you.
I do. But I guess because I'm too hurt by what she's done, so I don't want to face her.
But the hurt is not coming from what she's done. The hurt is coming from you hating her, being angry at her. That's the hurt. The hurt is keeping your soul from being free. And what she done to you happened years ago. Your body has healed, but your spirit has not, because you won't go and forgive.
And I guess why do I need to forgive if she's the one who did it?
Well, you don't need to forgive. You can live in your hell.
Well, I don't want to live in my hell.
Well, if you didn't want to, you would go and forgive.
Yeah. And is that the only way?
According to God, if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. And I will forgive you when you forgive. Forgiveness is simply me. I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done to me, Mama. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. Because you're just like her. The struggle you're having in your mind and emotion, those are her struggles. She passed them on to you when you became angry at her. You feel exactly what she's feeling.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can notice some resemblance.
No, you just like your mama. She's never satisfied.
Yeah. I guess I feel a lot of fear, so that's a little bit hard for me. But
that's why you need to face her, because of the fear. And the fear you would see was never real.
Mm.
It's an illusion. And that illusion is keeping you from becoming free, because you won't face it. You won't forgive. And the devil said, why doesn't she apologize? She's the one did it to me. Why don't she? Like, that has something to do with your life. You are responsible for you, not your mama.
So I guess my question is, do I have, like you said, FaceTime? Can I just do it looking at a picture of her?
No. What the? There's no curve. There's no fear or courage in looking at a picture. What the? You got to shake in your boot and face her. And however she react, that's on her. Don't you react to her overreaction. Let her yell, let her scream, let her call your name, let her blame you, let her blame your father. And does your father live with her?
Yeah.
And when you were growing up and you would ask your father to help you deal with your mother, did he help you?
No, but my dad was an alcoholic and abusive, so they had a pretty bad marriage.
Abusive to whom?
To my mom.
That's because she had hell to pay. He didn't know how to deal with the hell in her in the same way you don't know how to deal with the hell in her. He was afraid of her in the same way you're afraid of her. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her, so he became a drunk.
I don't know. I think he was drunk before he met her.
Of course. He married a woman that he hated. He hated his mother. Mm-hmm. You got to forgive your father for not protecting you from her.
So if I do that, does that mean I still have to be in touch with them?
Not at all.
Okay.
It means that you finally be able to live your life with no guilt, no memories of the past, no thought of the future. You will live one with the Father and you will be free. You will become a whole person.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You have your work cut out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to work on you. If you want to be free, you got to work on you. You're a grown person. Our parents are responsible for us as children, but as adults, we are responsible for ourselves.
I agree. Thank you so much.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good evening.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Jerome is out of New Jersey. Jerome, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Jerome. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
So I wanted to call and respond to, I had called on Friday, but our call was cut a little short. But so on Friday, I wanted to respond. There was a woman that had called in and she had just asked a question about, you know, she was very kind about it. She just asked, you know, why do you have certain feelings towards women? Why do you, you know, not like them? Why do you possibly, she may have even used the word hate. And I agree with a lot of what she said. I just don't think she knew how to articulate herself. So I kind of want to follow up with it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So in relation to that call, you
well,
know,
I don't remember that call, but you can definitely ask me what you want to ask me about it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And so when she was talking, you know, this is something that, you know, I hear a lot when, you know, I hear, you know, you talk to people and, you know, you've done it today, but it's also, you know, well, you feel this way because your mother did this to you when you were growing up. Or, you know, every woman, you know, you tell men a lot, every woman that you date is your mother.
Right.
And, you know, I hear you say these things, but I'll hear you say these things with no prior context or look into people's lives. It's like, where is he getting this information from? But then when I dig deeper and go a little further into what you say, I realize that you're just saying to other people what has happened to you in your own personal life. And this is what people do a lot. They sort of like project all of the things that, you know, all of the things that have gone wrong onto others. And, you know, it just kind of sounds like maybe you haven't gotten over what has happened to you in your past.
Amazing.
So that's what I'm sorry. You better say.
No, I said amazing.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, you know,
ask.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, why do you still not like women? I think that.
Do you hear the people saying that? Do you hear the people admitting that they resent their mothers? Or do you hear them admitting that they do resent their mothers?
Sometimes, of course.
When you hear most, if not all, most people say that, do you think that they, what do you think about that? When they are admitting, you know what, I do resent my mother. You heard a young lady call right now. She does resent her mother. Do you think you think that they are making that up, or do you think they're just saying it?
No, it's there are some people that definitely resent their mothers. I think that happens with a lot of people, and I'm not saying that individual people, or rather, a lot of individuals don't resent their mothers.
All individuals resent their mothers,
but it doesn't mean that all people do.
All people do.
Everybody doesn't have the same problems in life. Some people just, they have different reasons for why they act the way they do. But just to say that all people resent their mothers, that doesn't even make any sense.
Well, it may not make sense to you, but it's true.
But my question is for you, where do you get that from? Like, where's your proof that everybody resents their mother?
Long story short, God said, all who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. Is it true that all human beings are born of the flesh?
I can't speak to the biblical nature of things because I'm not.
You don't
not
know
into,
if it's true or not if all human beings are born of the flesh?
Again, but that's a biblical thing. I can't speak to that because I'm not into the word and I don't believe in God, so I don't want to make this religious.
So do you need to believe in God to know if all human beings are born of the flesh?
Oh, yeah. If you mean like born out of out of their mother, yeah.
All human beings are born of the flesh. You do believe that?
Yeah.
And have you noticed that all who are born of the flesh have anger?
No.
Have you met one that doesn't?
Yeah.
And who is that?
People in my personal life. It wouldn't really matter if I said a name.
Right. No, you don't need to say the name, but there's not one person in your personal life who does not have anger.
No, I could name a few, actually.
No, you can't.
No, I can't. I mean, again.
And why is that you don't, you said you don't believe.
I can't name people in my personal life that have.
You cannot.
But also, too.
But let me ask. Let me ask.
No, I just wanted to go back to that quick point about being born of the flesh with the woman.
All right.
When you said that God's up, but you're saying that everybody who was born of their mother is dying. But what you just quoted a scripture that said everybody who's born of the flesh, that doesn't say the woman. That's just how you interpreted it. And when I hear
so when they're born of the flesh, who are they born of? Who are they born from?
When I hear people call in and they try to interpret a verse,
you're wrong.
You say things.
You're wrong. If they're not born of the flesh of the woman, who are they born of? A cow?
That is not what the verse means. You're interpreting it to make it.
So when it says all who are born of the flesh, what does that mean?
Not that. It doesn't mean mother. That's what you said. That's not what God said. That's not what the word says.
What does
it mean? That means that flesh, like we all have our own flesh, born of our flesh. Doesn't mean our mother's flesh.
What?
That doesn't mean that we all have our own bodies, Jesse.
So you are born of your own body?
I have my own body, yes.
So you are born from your own body?
But that's not what the verse is talking
about.
No.
You say you don't even believe in God, so you can't be coming out no verse, man. But
yes, I can.
No, you can't.
You
can't because you don't even believe in God. How are you going to quote the Bible?
Yeah, but I grew up in a church like this. It's not new to me. I know all this stuff.
So because of time, how are you born of your own flesh?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is when people call in.
No, you said that you were born of your own flesh, not of your mother.
What I'm saying is when people call in and then they try to cite a specific verse.
I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. But first, I want to tell you about Gold Call. Thank you, Jerome. I want to tell you about Gold Call. Gold Call has free educational information for you, including an entire whole video. Really. And gold prices are going up, y'all. Don't say I didn't warn you. If you want to learn more about investing, especially in gold, you can use the resources from goldco.com. All right? Check it out and learn for yourself. Don't just take my word at it. I don't want ever you to take my word at anything. I want you to know it for yourself. So check out GoldCo. We have a special for my listeners. Qualified accounts receive at least 10% instant matching bonuses ever. Qualified is worth saying again. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus ever. So go to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Quick break. Thank you, Jerome, but I can't be arguing with you, buddy. You don't believe in God, but yet you talk about the scriptures, what they do. And you say you're born of your own flesh? What the? Quick break. Back in a moment to your phone calls and super chats.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. God is trying to create love through us, folks, not hate. Your father, the devil, is trying to is creating hate through you and not love. Look at the world. The world is a mess. It is hell on earth. Brand new. Do we have that father, the Punch-It thing yet? Okay. Brand new episode of the Punch-It TV. A Punch-It TV, not the Punch-It TV today at 2 p.m. Watch this from Punch-It.TV.
We are back to the roots. Why have we been so conditioned to stay within these rules? Because it seems like Trump is following none.
Man, you bring up such an interesting thing. They're like, politics is how we run this, but it's just these things that we adopted.
Back then, autism, it was like one out of a certain number of thousands. Now it's one out of 36. I have little moments that I'm like, oh, well, I did that the other day.
Yeah. The chat has me almost thinking that I'm autistic. Got to see myself in a on video having like a weird stare or whatever.
I thought you were autistic.
If ladies truly understood that it's as simple as you are created for the man. The reason why that seems so controversial or people reject it is because it feels like, oh, I'm not worth anything.
You're a slave to sin. You're a slave to your mind. You're slave.
Exactly.
And here's a man bringing you out of that. That's what it's supposed to be, right? And like, that's independence.
That just proves that they're about their ego.
Amazing. Punch-It.TV. At 2 p.m. today, Pacific time. You're not autistic, Hank? I thought you were. I didn't think chat was just doing it. I thought it was reality.
Artistic or autistic?
That one.
No.
The one that looked like you're crazy.
No, that's just my face.
Oh. Hey.
Alpha.
Also, for personal shout-outs, I do them for you. Personal shout-out. Personal shout-outs. All right? Go to Cameo. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement, whatever it might be. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Support us on social media. I never say that. I'm saying it a little bit more now. And the guys are like, Jesse, you never mention it. Support us on social media. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, ring the bell, comment, subscribe. Amazing. And shout out to the Australian views, way down under. Amazing. Shout out. Let me go quick to Luke, and then I guess there's a super chat out of Arizona. Luke, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air.
Of course, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I called a while back. I know I shouldn't ask if you remember, but it was during the Diddy episode, and I talked about how... My wife was leaving and filed for divorce, and she wanted me to always come home, and she really just tried to control me.
Right.
And, you know, you gave me some good advice to, you know, just, you know, live in the present and just kind of make the decisions based on kind of what's presented to me. So that's what I was doing, and really just working on myself, not really paying attention to her, which she didn't really like. And so, so yeah, I just wanted to give you an update on that, and it kind of just ties into the church from Sunday last night and then the first two female callers. So after we spoke, you know, she was gone, but then we kind of reconciled, and I think that was a big mistake. I was still working on myself, and things just kind of got worse. You know, you recommend to kind of part ways, and I should have just let her go, but we kind of just came together again. But yeah, things just kind of went downhill from there. She kind of wanted me to be extra beta, and because she already filed for divorce, and so she really wanted me to just show her that I really wanted her, but I couldn't be extra beta, Jesse, so I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, no,
don't be a beta.
Yeah, I couldn't go up down that road again. So I was really just working on myself. And there was at one point I was driving her, and I really just told her how the cow ate the cabbage. And, you know, I realized that I resented her, so I apologized for that. And something crazy happened. She started attacking me in the car, so I kind of had to defend myself. And I ended up calling the police, and then I ended up getting arrested. So,
did you call the police or she called the police?
I did.
Why would they arrest you?
Well, I was defending myself, and she has a way with words, and she's,
yeah,
you know,
when
a pretty
crying,
girl.
When she's crying, she's lying.
Exactly, and I have my shirt, and it's very comfortable.
Nice.
So, yeah, I spent a day in jail, and, you know, I just did the silent prayer the whole time. You know, prayed without ceasing. I didn't really worry about anything. I just,
yeah.
And I was released. The case was dropped because there was like no evidence. And then I really just started working on myself, and really just, she had basically, when I was in jail, she took up all the furniture and left. And I'm glad that divorce finally went through. So everything's, kind of been going great for me. I've been doing the silent prayer, you know, morning and night, sometimes during the day. Gave up all my vices, just been focusing on work, you know, just kind of basically what's in the present.
Right on.
And I got to tell you, my life never been better. I mean, work is going well. You know, just everything just seems to be going really well. And yeah, just, I just wanted to thank you for that and just give you an update on all that.
Right on. You don't have any kids by her?
No kids, no.
Nice. Absolutely. So, so you heard yesterday's fellowship?
I did, yeah.
So here's what I recommend. Just a reminder from yesterday. Stop thinking about women. Stop thinking about anything except seeking what's right first.
And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, just work on that. Go to work. Build your house. Live your life.
Yeah, I realize that's how I got in that mess in the beginning with. Because, you know, I went from relationship to relationship, and the reason why I was so beta is because I didn't want her to leave. She was trying to leave and, you know, trying to keep her around, kind of just like the last caller.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work. And I knew it didn't work, but I kept doing it. And then eventually I stopped and, you know.
Anytime they want to leave, you just say simply, goodbye. Okay, take care. And you shouldn't feel anything about it. You should never ask them to come back. Don't contact them. Be done with them. Because if you do, it's an implication that something is wrong with you. Why you can't live by yourself? Why you got to have someone? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I sat with those feelings, and I was sick for a while, and I just didn't reach out to anything, gave up all my vices. And
yeah,
I've on the other side now. I feel great, and I'm glad I did it.
Well, you stay with it. You stay with it. Stay with it. And when you see what's right, God knows relationships better than we do. We don't need to look for that. We should have that first in our mind. But because we were traumatized like that growing up and we've been told, oh, you need to get married, you need to have children and all that, it's a setup. We got to unlearn everything that we've been taught and just start living, and it's going to be amazing. So stay with the prayer. Watch those thoughts. Do not go with any of them, and it's going to only get better for you.
Will do, Jesse. I can't go back to any of that.
And chaos, so you don't hear from her anymore, anything?
Nope. And even if she did, I would just ignore it.
Yes. Have nothing to do. And thank God that you don't have any children with her, because if you did, she would use those children to try to destroy you. She would destroy those children trying to hurt you.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I was hanging out with her little niece and nephew with her one day, and she was upset with me for I don't know what reason. But she was turning those kids against me, and yep. I could see it. And I'm like, I can't have any kids with this woman, because she's going to do the same exact thing for our kids.
100%. 100%. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the update, Luke. And you stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. You haven't seen anything yet.
Great. Yeah, we'll do, Jesse. And one thing, I sent you a video clip through Instagram kind of talking about racism and how it doesn't exist. It's from the BBC.
Okay.
I thought it'd be a good clip for the show, so I just wanted to let you know there.
I'll check it out. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Paola says, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you from last Friday.
Thank you, Paola.
Thank you, Paola.
Mark says, quoi? James parle français? Oh, mon Dieu. Prions. Something like that. Prions. That means what? James speaks French? Oh, my God. Let us pray.
All in the name.
And I may have butchered the French. Pardon my French.
Nice. Amazing.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
That was from Friday as well. Yeah. Kevin, 211-211, five coffees.
Thank you.
Thank you for the counseling at midweek, Jesse. Very helpful. And thank Hank for the help on Skype. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You may only need one or two sessions, right? But some people like coming back for more kind of update and let me know how things are going. For a family, individual, and we have by Skype, phone, or walk-in. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, to set up a counseling appointment. And be patient, because I am booked for months. So be patient. If someone reschedule or cancel, we let you know immediately. All right? Thank you.
Ronnie from Ohio bought a coffee. Uncle Jesse, is it normal for a 70-plus-year-old man to start name-calling a woman he's never met just because he doesn't like her dancing and making videos? Is it normal? I'm black and slow, so I need a yes or no.
What is he referring to?
You name-calling that hood rat who has brought the ghetto to the White House or the Capitol building.
Well, I said she was acting like a hood rat.
Oh.
Right.
My bag. I called her a hood rat. But you said she was acting like a hood rat.
Right.
Acting like a hood rat.
Right.
She's not a hood rat.
And the point I was trying to make, Ronnie, is that America should not allow the blacks to run their governments, their business, their companies, or anything, because blacks don't know how to do it. And then you let them in, especially with white folks, you let them in, and they're going to destroy it because they don't know how to do it. And then if you try to get rid of them, they're going to try to sue you. They'll call you racist and all that, right? And so this woman that you're referring to, she doesn't know how to run a government. She can't even, black people, not all, but most, can't even run a neighborhood. They don't run a business. They don't know how to do it. And this woman is a clear example of that. Maxine Waters, a clear example of that. And the white people are making a horrible mistake by voting these blacks into their schools, their government. And every time they do, the blacks make it worse. They don't make it better. So that's why I said that. Amazing. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronnie in Ohio.
Yeah.
Sion bought a coffee. Jesse, sluttiness is so pushed by society.
What?
Sluttiness. I said it kind of fast and slurred because I was embarrassed to say it. But she said sluttiness.
What? Slut?
Is so pushed by society, and it's trending, so it's hard to be a good girl out here. For example,
is it hard for her to be a good girl?
She just said that it's hard to be a good girl.
Meaning that she's been a slut?
No, she's...
Don't she's, be a slut, CR. What the?
She's a good girl, but it's hard.
But it shouldn't be hard for you to be a good girl just because of everybody else being a slut. What that has to do with your life, you're responsible for you and no one else.
Sion says, this woman was trying to tempt being all provocative, sexual, and she got more followers than a wholesome, covered-up girl. So right now, good girl wholesomeness does not work. What are your thoughts?
Men only want women who are sluts or who they can turn into a slut, which is unfortunate. And women know that. That's why they be sluts, because they know they can control men by being that way. But don't you be that way. You live your life. You're responsible for your world. And you can see it, but don't judge them. They can't help it. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
And the goal in life is not followers. It does work. It just doesn't work to get followers.
Right.
Thank you, Tion.
Amazing. Thank you.
No More Thoughts Bought a Coffee. To clarify the watching of the thoughts meaning, since English is my third language, is watching them seeing the thought came but ignoring it and just focusing on the present instead? Example, a thought came reminded me of someone owing me $20 and avoiding me for what it is for it. What a dummy. Oh, that was a thought, but I'm standing here. There's a car driving by over there. It says No More Thoughts.
I don't understand all that. No More Thoughts made that clear. That was too many thoughts. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. No More Thoughts.
Yeah.
Nice name. Emilio bought three coffees. Good morning, Jesse and the experts.
I heard
Trump pardoned R. Kelly and is out of jail. Laughing faces with tears and sideways.
Oh, that's a joke.
I think he's joking, but I don't know.
I've not heard anything like that.
Neither have I.
But thank you. I appreciate it.
Elisei says, God bless you guys. Keep up the good work. Tell Joel stop being a beta, LOL.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. He hear it.
Anthony.
He listened.
On Cash App, get it off your chest Friday. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Oh, man, that was from Friday?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Kid Combo 1 with a diamond. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never going to get my love.
Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never going to get my love, Mr. Big Stuff. Thank you. What the?
Kevin G, my black wife is impossible to deal with. What do I do?
Don't you get for marrying a black woman. What the? White men who marry black women, those women, you beat them up, control them like nothing. They're going north. And the black white men are marrying black women because they think they're getting away from the spirit of their mothers, and they walk right into it. So don't be angry. It's your fault. Don't blame her. And start standing up, but don't be angry. Just don't give in to her. Crap. Amazing. Thank you.
I don't know if Kevin G is white or black.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
If you're with a black woman, I don't know what to say. Let me know if you're black or white, Kevin, or Mexican, or Asian, or Filipina, or Japanese, whatever.
Shout out to Friday's top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Good Vibes, Something, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest. Thanks, as always. Very nice.
Thank you. We'll pick up on that.
We'll read your Sunday chats next time.
Yes.
And Monday.
We'll catch up on those. Amazing. Thank you. Let me go quickly to Crystal, a first-time call out of Texas. Crystal, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Crystal.
Awesome. Well, I just wanted to thank you for everything you have done in mine and my husband's life. I forgave my mom and my father, and life has been free and great ever since. I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Amazing. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It only gets better.
Yes, sir. I believe it. I completely believe it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your call. Amazing.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Excuse me. Amazing. Bobby is a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Jesse, I'm good. amazing. This is Bobby.
This is Bobby?
Yes, Bobby. Yeah. Bobby Kennedy.
Right on. Go ahead.
I had a question regarding the blacks and impulse control and behavioral issues among the black race.
Huh?
Jesse?
Bobby, call me back. I can't understand what you're saying. Call me back, all right? When your voice clears up. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Let me go to Oliver out of Texas. Oliver, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I just wanted to call to say thank you also and just kind of relate my story about how dumb and slow I was. 2 years ago, you gave me exactly the right advice about how to forgive my mom. And it took me 2 years to get past my dumb ego, because we all love our hell, right?
Yeah.
And I heard the lady earlier talking before, a couple of calls before, and that's what made me decide to call, because, A, to say thank you, because, God, I wish I'd, you told me exactly what to do. I'm dumb and slow, and so it took me 2 years anyway. Last week, right after listening to your service, not yesterday, but the week before, I called my mother and FaceTime, because that was part of, you know, your advice.
Right.
And when I called before, I said, I think I can do it, but I don't know if I'll mean it all the way. And your advice was, yeah, you can fix that. Just go and forgive your mother.
Right.
and I didn't realize at the time, it was like, just do it anyway. It's going to make sense after you do it. It's not going to make sense before.
Absolutely.
And so when I heard the other lady and everybody, you know, we all argue with you. I did my best not to argue with you on the air, but obviously for the next 2 years in my head, I argued with you about it.
What the?
But I'm so happy. And precisely the right advice. When I finally just did what you told me to do, because I remembered it real well.
Right.
I didn't even feel good about it for the next day. I was still uneasy. And then after that, then I started to realize like what I had really done and, you know, how silly it was that I was living. I finally was so fatigued physically that I didn't love my own hell for that day. So I took that opportunity. So if anybody else out there is listening, take whatever opportunity you can and just stop fighting the advice. The way you give it is perfect advice, man. And I just can't thank you enough.
You're welcome. You stay with it. How did your mother react to your forgiving her?
I couldn't understand kind of the expressions on her face. You could see it on FaceTime. So, can you hear me?
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. I didn't see the clock thing.
No, we're still in the song. Huh? We're still in the song. The break is starting.
Why am I here today? Oh, I see. My bad. I'm black, and so I'm sorry. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. Hate coming in with hate news. I'll be back in a moment, folks. These are children of the light. Children of the light. Godless. These are children of the light. Children of the light. They're liars. You choose good or you choose evil. You choose good. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
An update. There is some major Syria violence. And I heard that it's against Christians, by the way. And a small plane crash. You may be hearing about that this hour coming up. And were there beaches on Mars? CNN seems to suggest there may have been. Wow. This is the end. Oh, and by the way, 2,000 plus acres have burned in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area wildfire. Crazy. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, March 10th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air in the next hour, the final hour of the JLP show for today. Coming up, it is Hake News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports that authorities in the Dominican Republic are interviewing a young man believed to have been with a missing student from the University of Pittsburgh right before her disappearance in Punta Cana. A local police officer source told Commie Nonsense Network, Sudiksha Konanki, a 20-year-old U.S. resident, was last seen on a surveillance camera with seven other people entering the beach at Rio Republica Hotel, something like that, in Punta Cana after 4:15 a.m. Thursday. The Dominican National Police stated that in a statement. Police said she arrived in the country Monday with five other people. They learned of her disappearance after 8 a.m. Monday with five other people. Oh, no, after 8 a.m. Friday through a call from the U.S. Embassy in Santo Domingo. Authorities have interviewed the young man to determine what happened when the two were alone. Police also questioned others last seen with Konanki on Thursday to establish where their search should be focused. Konanki's father, Subarayuda Konanki, told Commie Nonsense that his daughter had gone to Punta Cana for spring break ahead of pre-med studies at Pittsburgh. Quote, "My daughter is a very nice girl. She's ambitious. She wanted to pursue a career in medicine," unquote. We're pulling for Syria violence. Armed men loyal to the Syrian government carried out field executions and spoke of purifying their country, according to eyewitnesses and video, providing a gruesome picture of a crackdown against remnants of the former Assad regime. See, I knew I liked Assad better than these people that spiraled into communal killings. Wow. Syria has seen the worst outbreak of violence since the ousting of former President Bashar al-Assad late last year, when after armed men descended on Alawite heartlands on Thursday in what Syrian authorities said was an attempt to put down an insurgency by rebels still loyal to the former government. A UK-based independent monitoring group, Syrian Network for Human Rights, said at least 642 people have died in the violence, been killed, including scores of civilians who were killed after government forces committed widespread field executions of young men and adults. Syria's interim president, Ahmad al-Shara, on Sunday, he blamed the violence on the remnants of Assad's forces. I doubt that. I don't know. But anyway, he said his government would hold accountable anyone involved in the deaths of civilians. Quote, "We will not tolerate the remnants of Assad's forces," he said. "They have only one option, to surrender themselves to the law immediately." I don't know, man. Anyway, a small plane crashed in the parking lot of a retirement community in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I guess it should be pointing that way. PA. On a Sunday afternoon, five people aboard were injured, damaged around a dozen vehicles per local authorities. No structural damage to the Brethren Village Retirement Community building, and no one on the ground was injured per Manheim Township Fire Chief. Video of the scene captured the wreckage. A single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza plane engulfed in flames with dark smoke. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
Mm-hmm.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question for this week, a doozy, concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right? Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? And if you're busy doing whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast all shows, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is, and will always be, Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
888-7753-773. Let me go quickly back to Oliver out of Texas, who finally went and forgave his mother. Oliver, when you finally went and forgave your mother, how did she react to the forgiveness?
It wasn't too up. It wasn't too down. It was kind of in the middle. I saw a look of confusion on her face, and then I just kind of made sure I said it again. I was lucky enough that both her and my father got on the phone, so I got to forgive them both at the same time. I didn't have to do it on two separate occasions.
And what did your father say?
My father looked relieved. He didn't say much.
Oh, okay.
They're both a little older, and he's getting a little bit of Parkinson's, but he was, and I got to talk to him on the phone for hours. I hadn't spoken to either one of them in 6 years and or any of my family. And it's opened the door to, you know, it's like I didn't have a family for 6 years, and I have, even though they're far away, I have a family again. And I talked to him for a long time after a couple hours afterwards. And I mean, I was very happy with the interaction, but again, like for the first day, I wasn't even sure. It was after that. I think that's the biggest thing is nobody's going to be sure before. All the reasons you have before, you're not going to get it until after you do it.
That's why you have to see that you do have that anger and realize you're wrong for being angry at them and forgive. That's when things start to change.
Yes.
Amazing.
And that's what I love so much about you, man, because you're so patient with all of us dummies. You're telling us exactly what to do. It couldn't be simpler, and we all argue with you. But you also don't back up an inch. You don't go, okay, well, you might be right. You don't back up, but you still maintain patience with us. And, man, I'm just super grateful for that.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It only gets better, all right?
I will do. Thank you, sir.
All right,
God bless you, buddy.
And God bless you. Thank you. Amazing. 888-7753-773. So I got to ask Hake about, and I want to ask you all, would you support a bill ending daylight saving time? Ending it, daylight saving time. The New York Post has reported that most Americans spring forward Sunday for daylight saving time and losing their hour of sleep can do more than leave you tired and cranky the next day. It also caused harm. It also could harm your health. I don't understand that, but okay. Experts say this change can have serious impact on your health. The daylight saving time thing, they're saying it can hurt your health. Watch this from Fox 11, Los Angeles.
Feeling a bit groggy today? You're not alone. The spring forward this weekend has left many of us feeling like we need to catch up on that lost hour of sleep. That feeling can last for days, weeks, or even longer. It can also have serious impacts on your health.
We see things like heart attacks and strokes and depression go up and even car accidents.
Worse cognitive function, worse memory, worse mood control.
School children particularly have been noted to have lower school performance, lower testing scores.
Doctors say our bodies naturally rely on the day-night cycle to know when to go to bed and when to wake up.
Our circadian rhythm is very highly attuned to light.
So sometimes the best thing you can do is get outside and embrace the change.
Getting early morning sunlight can reset our clock fairly quickly. Get that morning walk, and that can really help.
Amazing. President Trump last week expressed hope we could reach a consensus. Watch this from Fox 11.
Now the question is, why do we still do it? Lawmakers generally agree that it may have outlived its usefulness, but the debate now is over which time to stick with. While the name daylight saving time sounds like the nicer option on paper, sleep specialists generally agree that permanent standard time is better for our health.
When you're in permanent standard time, you're going to get light earlier. And so light early in the morning, that kind of early morning light, is very important to stabilize your circadian system.
President Trump last week expressed hope we can reach a consensus.
It's something I can do, but a lot of people like it one way. A lot of people like it the other way.
So, Hake of the Hake Report and an expert here on the Destiny Peterson Show, for those who don't know, this past Sunday, yesterday, time went up an hour. We had to go up. So when it was 12 o'clock, it was actually 1 o'clock. And so I prefer long daylight. I like long daylight. And so which one are the people complaining about? Which one messes with your health? The short daylight or the long daylight?
The long daylight messes up your health, it sounds like they're saying.
Oh, because you don't get as much sleep?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Especially because of that.
Which one do you prefer?
I'm going to say reluctantly standard time.
Which one is standard time?
Standard time is where we were back before we sprang forward. When it was getting dark at 6, you know, rather than 7.
Right. Oh, you prefer longer nights.
Yeah.
Really?
I prefer it be light at 6 rather than light at 7 in the morning.
Because
it's still dark at 7 in the morning sometimes.
Right. And so when we go forward, that means that at 7 it's still dark.
Yeah, right. But at least it'll stay light past 7 and maybe even past 8.
Right.
8:30. Down in the deep of summer.
So you prefer, like, before we went up an hour yesterday, you wish that they had stayed back where they were.
Yes.
Because you want to sleep longer.
Pacific Standard Time. I used to notice and really like that it stayed light until 8:30.
I do. I love that.
Yeah. Oftentimes get off about 4 here, and then I can go during daylight time. I can go up to the park, but I was still able to walk and jog up to the park and get some sunshine even before they sprang forward.
But the sun wasn't up.
The sun was still kind of up.
Kind of?
Yeah. And it would still be up at this in these hours.
Isn't there a place like Alaska somewhere where it stays daylight forever?
Yeah, when it's summertime.
Right.
Well, down at the bottom of the world, the ball Earth, the in where is that? What's that called? Antarctica. The sun never set in one area. I mean, down there, and that proves the ball Earth.
And that proved Earth is round.
Yeah.
And so so people live down there?
No, I mean, there's maybe some scientists who stay down there for extended periods, but nobody really lives on Antarctica.
And why not?
Because it's cold and it's not hospitable.
Oh.
But yeah, up in Alaska, there's times of the year where it probably doesn't really get dark ever.
If it wasn't for the cold, I could live in Alaska.
Yeah, but
knowing that
in
the
summertime,
is forever.
Yeah, but in the summertime, it never gets light.
Oh, but no.
So.
I don't like Alaska.
Yeah, me neither.
If that's true.
Shout out.
So are you hoping they pass a bill or not?
Yeah, I think they should pass a bill.
To do what?
To stay on standard time. Daylight saving time, I think it might be more popular.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, I like the light. If I get sleepy at 8 o'clock or 8:30, if the sun is still, I can go to sleep. It's not going to stop me from sleeping.
I know, but there's some of us who live on the edge, and it sounds like there's a whole lot of us who live on the edge to where one little disruption is going to push us into death or great sickness or a car accident or whatever.
So it's true that changing the daylight, changing the time create health problems?
It adds one more complication where you lost that extra hour of sleep.
Right.
And you're right. Normally, you should be sleeping plenty so that you can afford to miss a night or whatever, and it's no big deal.
Right.
Your body can absorb it. But a lot of us are running up, stripping the gears or whatever.
So why is human nature so weak? Everything affects it.
spoiled. Right. Yeah, beta.
What a mess. So are they going to vote on what to do while Trump is there?
Maybe so. They've been talking about it forever.
I hope they do it. I hope they leave it to where it is right now. Daylight saving time. We'll see.
Yeah.
I wonder how Trump like it. Daylight saving time or the other time?
I don't know.
Or nightlight saving time.
I hope he's for standard time.
So one other question. What do you think about... I used to run track in high school, and I love running track, right? And when we had those track and field games, they were amazing. We go to different high schools, and we challenge them, and they challenge us, or they come to our school. It was amazing. But apparently, that is starting to change. It is starting to change. New York Post is reporting a Virginia high school sprinter suffered a concussion and potential skull fracture when her competitor smashed her in the back of her head with a relay baton during their race. Watch this from WSET ABC 13.
The indoor track and field season came to an end at Tuesday over at Liberty University for Class 3. But for one Brookville runner, the end to her season came a little earlier than expected thanks to a vicious in-race attack. Now she and her family want to know why. There's no doubt Kaylin Tucker loves running track for Brookville High School.
I'm very competitive, so I like racing against people or like winning a title and stuff like that.
Already in the Class 3 state finals at LU, Tucker set a new meet record in the 55-meter dash. Now things were looking good for the Bees junior in the 4x200. Her mother, Tamara Tucker, had a front row seat to the action.
We're used to watching her just pick up where there's any slack. So as she was coming through the curve, I was like, I told my husband, I said, she's doing what she do. She's going to be all right. They're going to get back where they need to be.
So on the back curve, I had kind of got cut off when I tried to pass her the first time. So I let her go ahead. So I knew, like, when I got fully on the curve, that I was just going to have to push through and pass her.
Then out of turn four, a strike with the metal baton to Tucker's head sends her reeling. Officials immediately disqualified the team from IC Norcom, but the damage was done.
I still can't believe it. I'm still in shock. Like, everyone's texting me, checking up on me, and I appreciate that. But, like, I'm still trying to take it all in. I can't believe it happened.
Why are the blacks so violent? one thing about the blacks, they're violent. They don't care. Everybody looking, she looked like it allegedly hit this girl upside the head with the baton. And she got a concussion. The injury sprinter is now recovered from a concussion, and her opponent, Paris, apologized on her behalf. Watch this.
Tucker's now dealing with the effects of a concussion and a possible skull fracture. Now all the Tuckers want is an apology and an explanation.
Why did you do it, and why haven't you apologized yet?
Now, Tamara Tucker says she spoke to the VHSL on the phone today, who says they are investigating the incident. I've reached out to the VHSL as well to ask about their investigation. We have not heard back from them as of yet. Now, in addition, the Tuckers say they reached out to both the parent of the runner who hit Kaylin and the Icy Norcom athletic director, who both apologized on that student's behalf, but nothing on the day of the event. Kaylin Tucker says she hopes to be back and ready for the outdoor track season.
What do you think about that? What's wrong with the blacks? And you say?
I wouldn't expect the other girl to apologize. Because she didn't look like she was sorry when she hit her. She looked like she meant it, and she was mad. You know, when you get competitive and you kind of jostle?
Yeah.
And I don't know if this girl is completely innocent, the girl who got hit, the victim. But I heard that the one who hit her was kind of elbowing her and just being crazy.
The one who hit her was elbowing her?
She was able to pass her.
Oh.
She was kind of blocking her and elbowing her and stuff like that.
I have never in my whole, and I ran track during high school. We went to a different school. I've never seen anything like that. Black people never been this angry before and out of control and violent and nasty.
I remember jostling with runners in cross country and in track a little bit. I mean, you kind of can't help it.
I've never seen people fight like that.
But like that, that's crazy.
So you've seen runners fight each other?
When I say jostle, I mean like maybe throw an elbow, maybe throw some elbows.
Oh, yeah.
Or kind of like try to block. But to where you hit them afterwards?
I've never seen that before. And I ran track with the blacks.
No,
I've never seen that.
I think you're right that the anger is so encouraged and it's on another level.
Yeah. This is yet another reason, folks. I'm telling you, anger is evil. There's nothing good about being angry. Really. It's evil. Look at this girl. If this girl were not angry, she would not have done that. Allegedly. It would not have happened. It would not have happened. And another thing, if females were not angry, we would not have the women marching in the streets. Talk about they want more. They want more. Apparently, that was a Women's Day march. I had no idea until this morning when my producer was telling me about it. Fox 11 in Los Angeles reported that thousands gathered in downtown L.A. to join together in their support for women. Watch this from Fox LA Los Angeles.
It's an incredible sense of community. It's really a beautiful thing.
On this Saturday, women of all ages and backgrounds descended on downtown Los Angeles. They carried signs, they brought children, and determination on this International Women's Day. Empowerment was a common theme.
A lot of us have been hopeless or getting very disillusioned by what's going on in the country, and I think something like this just unites everyone, and it's very cool to see everyone coming together.
The march started in Pershing Square. Participants made the three-block track from there to LA City Hall. There was no official number on crowd size, but most put a crowd estimate at 2,000. The march was peaceful and organized by the Women's March Foundation. It featured speakers, live music and food, and colorful characters. The organizer told me while LA is still supportive of women, the fight must continue.
So it doesn't matter that I live in a liberal state, in a liberal city. It is our duty to help protect our sisters across the country, no matter where you are at.
No such thing as where you are at. It's where you are. What do they want? when will the females be satisfied?
Never.
It's like the more we give, the more they want.
That is about it.
What do they want? Why were they marching?
Well, it's International Women's Day.
What's that?
I don't know. I first heard about it from Justin Trudeau.
Oh, what a beta.
Yeah, the male feminist. But, yeah, they want, I know that they want abortion.
Who?
Abortion.
Abortion?
Yeah. I know they want equal pay, quote unquote.
But we already get them more money than we get the men.
They want to be able to sue you for sexual stuff.
Take your children away from you.
Yep.
And they want you to pay for the child daycare center.
They want an all-woman Supreme Court. Then that's equality.
What a mess. I hear that from Fox 11. I said even some men joined the march. I can't believe that, but okay. Watch this.
But men joined hands, too. There was this husband and wife from Camarillo upset over the Trump administration and Elon Musk.
Support all the women of the world.
The march is wonderful. I'm so happy to see this many people. People are really, really worried about their government right now, and they should be.
So this is resistance against Trump or something?
A lot of times they do that, yeah. Remember the day after Inauguration Day, they had a women's march with the pink hats.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. Whoa, whoa. You and your pussycat nose. Whoa, whoa. Who's saying that?
I don't know.
Who's saying that, Anchor Baby?
No clue.
Really? Have you guys heard this song?
Yeah.
Only from you.
Really?
Before you.
Before me?
A few times, I think.
Thank you, Anchor Baby.
Wasn't there some like musical where a bunch of people dress up as cats? You ever seen that? I think it's called Cats.
Oh, yeah, it's a play called Cats.
That's where I heard that.
Amazing. 888-77 Hankins Beta. Huh?
Huh, what?
No, that song not called Cats. That song is done by somebody else or me in a car, Pussycat. And I think it was done by Tom Jones, I believe. You and your pussycat eyes. Whoa, whoa. 888-77 5-3-7-7-3. Let me go to Ross. You got to go to Ross out of New Jersey. Ross, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All this way, Ross.
I was thinking I was calling Jesse D. Peterson, and I got Tom Jones somehow.
That's right. Amazing.
I was listening to the story earlier about the man calling up about being born of the flesh, you said.
Yes.
And the way I understand it is, first, we're born of the water through our mother, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're born of the water, and then as we age, we become more mature, and then we get saved by God. So we become saved by the flesh before we have a child, so that we are with God when we go to the Garden of Eden, which is the woman, to have children.
I don't understand any of that. Where you get that from?
Well, that's what makes sense to me.
Oh, that doesn't make sense, man.
Well, if you're born of the water, that's the woman first, right?
Yeah, you're born of the flesh inside the woman, yeah. But
well, not of the flesh.
But then you must be born of the spirit.
Of the spirit.
Yes.
Of the water or of the flesh?
Of the spirit.
Of the water, the spirit of the water, or the spirit of the flesh?
Neither the spirit of the water nor the spirit of the flesh, but the spirit of God.
Well, God provided both, didn't he?
What do you mean?
He provided the water and he provided the flesh.
But I don't understand the conversation. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying they're both the same thing.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Thank you,
I don't understand.
Yeah, read the word. It's in the word. Thank you, buddy. 888-7753-773. Then we go to John out of Sweet Home, Alabama. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
I'm taking notes, Mr. Peterson. If I'm not a Christian, why would I vote Republican?
If what now?
Happy Monday, Mr.
Thank,
Peterson.
Thank you, buddy. You too.
If I am not a Christian, why should I vote Republican?
But what does voting Republican have to do with you being a Christian or not a Christian?
What's best for society? Voting Republican? What's best for you and yours? But voting Republican or voting Democrat?
But what does being a Christian have to do with you voting Republican or not?
Well, I mean, I'm representing a gentle pressure against all the intense pressure, I guess that you would represent to the public, to your congregation, to your listeners, about the great white hope. Not everybody's going to be a Christian.
But what does being a Christian have to do with you voting Republican or not? Hello?
I would say... You got me. You got me. Do you have to be a Christian to vote Republican?
Where'd you get that from?
Well, I'm asking you. I'm saying, people have the right to vote, and if I'm a Christian or not a Christian, is that a way to evaluate my Christianity?
But where did you come up with the idea, you didn't tell me yet, that you have to be a Christian or not be a Christian to vote Republican? Where did that idea come from for you?
Well, in this day and age, culture and politics are heavily, heavily overlapped. And I'm thinking just from a value system. You might not get far in a conversation with Christian, not Christian, but there is a whole lot of time and attention on the Democrat versus Republican aspect of it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hold on, John. Get your thoughts clear. Hold on. Don't hang up. I got to take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry.
And the woman's going to have to say. You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
You got me feeling good right about your side. Lost in every move, riding down your spine. Baby, hold me tight. Let me trace your lines. Keep it low, cause you're dropping it down. We gon' boogie to the sundown, no.
Quick breakdown. The Hake Report is Hake, H-A-K-E. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour at 9 a.m. Pacific time from 9 to 11 a.m. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. And then after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby on Locals. No,
on Rumble.
On Rumble. Rumble.com at 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby. And at 2 p.m., a brand new episode of the Fallen State. No, not the Fallen State, but Punchy TV. Punchy TV. Watch this.
We are back to the roots. Why have we been so conditioned to stay within these rules? Because it seems like Trump is following none.
Man, you bring up such an interesting thing. They're like, politics is how we run this, but it's just these things that we adopted.
Back then, autism, it was like one out of a certain number of thousands. Now it's one out of 36. I have little moments that I'm like, oh. Well, I did that the other day.
Yeah.
The chat has me almost thinking that I'm autistic. I see myself in a on video having like a weird stare or whatever.
If ladies truly understood that it's as simple as you are created for the man. The reason why that seems so controversial or people reject it is because it feels like, oh, I'm not worth anything.
You're a slave to sin. You're a slave to your mind. You're slave.
Exactly.
And here's a man bringing you out of that. That's what it's supposed to be, right? And like, that's independence.
That just proves that they're about their ego.
Punch and TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Brand new episode on Locals and Punchy.TV. Support Punchy.TV. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and all those good things. All right? And support Bonds. Support my nonprofit and what we're doing here by going to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 and support it. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to John out of Sweet Home, Alabama. And John want to tell me why do you have to be a Christian in order to support a vote for the Republican? John, why do you have to be a Christian or not be a Christian to vote for the Republican Party?
Okay. I'm gonna try to do better. All right. So maybe Christian is not the right word, but it seems like your starting point is always seeking the kingdom. If you're seeking the kingdom, it seems like that's the starting point for everything. But not everybody's going to be Christian. Or in your vocabulary or terminology, Mr. Peterson, by the way, I love you. In your terminology, it's not always, seeking the kingdom. Okay. So set Christian. The term Christian aside, I'm using your word, seek the kingdom first. But not everybody is in the kingdom, wants to be in the kingdom. But you would say, I'm guessing, vote Republican for these reasons. And you would try to leverage common sense and say, this is the right thing to do. Close border. And so I'm just assuming that you would take that.
Assuming, never assume.
Help me, sir. Help me.
So I still don't understand what does being Christian have to do with voting for the Republican Party or not?
It's a setup question. It's really a disingenuous question.
Oh,
it's
okay. You just playing?
No, I mean I listened to the your Sunday morning sermon,
right?
And the dating aspect of it, and I had, you know, Hank gave me he went upside down me and down the other last week, and that was good. But Sunday morning, really, I was thinking, wow, what you had to say, and I'm trying to be very, very kind about this, but it seemed like what you had to say told me more about the congregation in front of you than necessarily your whole thoughts about dating and marriage. And a lot of those people, you know, if they leave and they vote Republican, it'd be great. If they leave and they're sluts or slut makers, maybe an alternative to that is marriage.
I don't understand what you're saying. Because
in our fellowship,
we don't talk politics. I don't quite understand what you're saying.
So if change your congregation just for a second, and the people that were in the room, if they were 22-year-old virgins, Christians, and there's an equal number 50-50, would your message have changed?
But why are you coming up with an if, and that doesn't happen, it's not real, it doesn't have, why are you making that up in your mind? Why are you living and creating something that doesn't exist in your head?
Well, it exists. I mean, it exists from the standpoint of, in reality.
No, it doesn't.
The Bible. Well, okay. All right. I apologize then.
But why are you making that up in your head? What's causing you to do that?
Out of concern for your congregation, honestly.
But so you make it up an illusion in your head because you're concerned about the congregation. Which is worse, the illusion that you're making up in your head or the real deal?
Well, I mean, I would say the outcome of this talk. I would say the outcome of our conversation.
So are you saying, saying that you want children to look for husbands and wives?
No, sir. I'm saying from a biblical standpoint, there's eunuchs and there's non-eunuchs. Some have this gift.
How do you go from Republican voting to this?
Well, I mean, everybody can vote.
Joe, what's your question? Give me a clear question.
Okay. All right. So you have I think people should get married if they're not eunuchs. I mean,
why do you think that?
It's the same reason I would say vote Republican over Democrat. It's you're not going to bring in the kingdom by voting Republican, but it's certainly a better alternative than Democrat.
And you're not going to bring in the kingdom by getting married either.
Well, not everybody's in the kingdom, and not everybody.
And not everybody vote for Republicans either. But I still don't understand your question.
Do you agree that there's eunuchs and that there's non-eunuch? You know, I think the majority of the population are not born eunuchs. They're not made to be eunuchs. They're not incarcerated.
I don't know what you're saying, John.
Do you know what a
eunuch
is?
Have you been married before? Are you married?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And how many times have you been married?
My first wife died, and I'm married to my second wife currently.
And if you notice that your marriage don't work?
No, sir.
You haven't noticed it?
No, sir. Marriage works very well. I have two kids.
So why do you think it's so difficult being married?
It's not difficult.
It is difficult.
No, it's I didn't bury my talent.
Does your wife?
The Bible.
Does your wife, the Bible says what?
Well, the Bible says if you burn, you're not given the gift of celibacy.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes.
Your wife obey you?
Yes.
Yeah, right. But, John, I still don't know, because of time, I don't know what that has to do with voting for the Republicans or not.
It was a disingenuous question.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to say, how would you convince somebody to vote Republican when they're not going to seek the kingdom? They're not in the kingdom. It's not up to you or me if they're in the kingdom. That's God's choice.
But still, why would I, if I was telling someone or suggested that someone vote for a Republican, why would I need to mention the kingdom?
Well, I was setting you up, and like, you know, we want good borders. I'm trying to vet what you are saying. In my opinion, if it comes to race, if it comes to the black community, you are extremely developed, muscular man. But in my opinion, when it comes to marriage or not marriage, parenting, I've asked and explored some of the thoughts of your staff. I think you guys are underdeveloped. I really do. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't say anything.
Well, I don't know what you mean, underdeveloped. The married people are undeveloped. They're immature. They try to get love from one another. They fight. They don't get along. The women don't obey their husband, and the men are afraid to make them obey. How is that development?
I'd say they're using their talent.
No, they're not.
I mean, I would say so.
If they were using their talent, they would not seek first a wife, or a woman wouldn't seek a husband. They would seek God.
Well, and God says if you burn,
They will seek God.
But doesn't God say, if you burn, get married? It's better to get married.
What does that have to do with seeking the kingdom of heaven first, Judd? I gotta run because I really don't know where you're coming from, and because of time. But call me again. Yep. All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. You talked to him before or something?
Yeah.
Oh, you understand what he's talking about?
He beat around the bush a bit, but I got what he. I think I got the gist of what he's saying.
And what were you saying?
He's saying that that we're wrong for pushing God first rather than thinking that we should be getting. He thinks you should just get married, just pull the trigger and get married,
and not put seeking the kingdom first.
Especially if you have lust issues or whatever, just get married.
So he doesn't believe God when God said put him first, and nothing else but that. Along with nobody else or nothing else?
You would have to ask him because
he says
that we're underdeveloped or something like that.
All right. Super chat.
All right.
Super chat.
This morning, no, yesterday morning during church, Lin Yan Chin with a super chat. I recall the Prince of Prance has defeated all sin through harmony of his toes, tapping in a pose. Jesus proposed for prancing on water. That's how Joel and Jesus made a boy band with Jesse, Hake, and Nick.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yan Chin.
Amazing.
Poetic. Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
It was amazing. Check out rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. Thank you.
T. Smith over on Buy Me a on a Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, for coffee.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Gregatron says, this is so JLP can say amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Gregatron.
Thank you.
Marty says, amazing church, Jesse. Love you guys. Much love.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. Thanks for helping us to help others without me even having to ask. Ask. Thank you.
Mark says, first of many more to come, thank you, Bond, for letting me be able to rebuild from the lies and live in the truth.
Right on. Thank you, Mark, and thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Mario says, about the raw milk, you can get it at pet stores, laughing face. Legal to sell if it's labeled for animal consumption, not humans. It's good stuff.
So raw milk is the milk that comes straight from the cow, right?
I guess so. Or from whichever animal.
Is that right, Anchor Baby?
Say again?
Raw milk.
Straight from the person, the animal.
Exactly, without pasteurization.
That's a better milk. How come people don't want that?
Pasteurized milk is Louis. Don't talk bad about Louis Pasteur. Pasteur, the man who came up with pasteurization, saved many lives, perhaps.
Where is he now?
Exactly. He's in heaven.
Well, he didn't save his life.
Well, whatever.
He lived a long
life. Maybe he didn't.
What?
He lived a long life of pasteurized milk.
It must not have been that long. Oh man,
you're talking bad about it, but I bet you haven't had unpasteurized milk.
The milk straight from the cow
since the plantation days.
I had some. Our friend brought some to church.
No, that was pasteurized on some level.
What? On some level, exactly.
No, it wasn't.
It was somewhat pasteurized, even according to her and Anchor Baby. Boom, you're wrong.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you, Mario.
Yeah, thank you.
John says, next Sunday I'm coming to church. This is on IG. We were live on IG yesterday, Rebuilding the Man.
Right on.
I'm coming to church, Jesse. I'm from New York next Sunday.
Right on. You're welcome. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Hannes, three coffees. Raw milk is healthier, he says, than pasteurized and homogenized milk. People get sicker with homogenized milk, claims he. They performed experiments with cats. One group of cats fed on raw milk, the other on normal milk. Over generations of cats, they got sicker and weaker and dumber on pasteurized milk. Raw milk is good for you. Three strong arms.
We had a discussion yesterday just at the beginning of our fellowship about milk. And I saw this commercial, and people upset over real milk that's straight from the cow rather than the fake milk in the carton. And I don't understand that. I prefer the real milk. Matter of fact, when I moved to L.A., I moved to the city, I started drinking the milk from the store, and it made me sick. But the milk from the cow doesn't.
Many people are lactose intolerant, I hear.
Because it's fake.
John bought our coffee. Thank you, Hannes. Jesse needs to go into the golf course and put up a tent to reach the white people. We love tents and golf.
Right on. White History Month is July. Don't forget. So have some white babies. Amazing. Thank you.
That little oon bought a coffee.
Thank you.
Coffee names. Dark roast. Black is the ace of spades. Mexican roast. The wall going up.
Nice. I like it. Danny, coffee.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Nick is seriously letting me down. Doesn't use cash. Doesn't drink raw milk. Come on, Jesse, James. Whip that boy into the shape.
What a beta.
Patrick O bought three coffees. Church was amazing.
It really was.
Supposed to be Christians following God, and instead we out here looking for love. Beta.
In all the wrong places. Don't y'all know that? And I was that way, just I understand, but don't you know that your love ain't working, and yet you still put that first? And it ain't working with nobody. It ain't working. And you pretend that it is, but it ain't working. So why not do it the right way? If God said, and it is true, to seek first the kingdom of God his right way, and all things will be added, why not do it that way? If it's meant for you to get married, he will put a woman in your life for the guys and a man in your life for the ladies, and your marriage will last until death do you part. But you believe this lie that you must get married. You grow up, get married, have a family, and then you suffer. No, put one first in your life, and everything will work out fine. What the? Thank you. Check out the fellowship from yesterday, rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Kayla bought a coffee. May I answer the biblical question?
Yes. Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Which color would you choose to be right?
The human race, says Kayla. Practicing coming out of those thoughts, the spiritual battle is real. Have a great day, and thank you all.
But human race is not a color.
I know. Shout out, Kayla.
Kayla, the question is, which color would you choose to be right? But thank you. I'll respond on Sunday.
Thanks, as always, for the support, Kayla.
Yeah.
Anthony on Cash App, good morning. Hope all is well.
All is well. Thank you. Same for you.
Cole over on the live stream on X at 6:05 this morning here in L.A. said it's 1:05 p.m. in Accra, Ghana.
That's amazing. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody and their mama if you're white. Amazing.
Three coffees from someone. How important is taking the communion / Lord's Supper for the spirit?
Not important. Everything is of the spirit now. Amazing. Thank you.
Crutch-free paradigm Z says she is going out there and find a new husband. She's going to go out there and find a new husband.
Amazing. Thank you.
I don't want to speculate who she is. But that was early the first hour. 5555555565 gave a diamond. Misty's chat, the best. We get paid.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin G, he's the one who had the black wife. I'm white, but was born and raised in the hood.
I knew white.
You knew.
Because white men get beat up by their black wives. What the?
Shout out.
Amazing.
Exceptions to the rule.
Meaning?
Not all, but most.
When?
In America.
Where?
Now.
You never seen it. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet with a rumble rant. TDS want to know what Orange Man got to say today.
Oh, nice.
Uncle Jesse?
Let me see.
The collusion delusion is over.
That's right.
I rest my case.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, have you heard of this new lie that the blacks have come up with? They're saying now they've been in America long before slavery and that they are the original Indians. What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks? I've not heard of that, but I would not be surprised.
Calvin.
What a mess. Thank you.
In Ohio, Calvin says, what are you saying about black people? Oh, what you are saying about black people not being able to run a business is true. My grandparents were running a successful black-owned restaurant for more than 40 years in the community while they were living. There is also a black-owned barbecue spot that's been running 45 years. Oh, okay. You can't blanket that statement because it's just not true, says Calvin in
Ohio. I thought you said it is true.
He did. What you are saying about black people not being able to run a business is true. Yeah, at first I thought I didn't read it right.
Maybe he meant it's not true.
He might have meant
maybe
that.
Maybe we read. Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Calvin.
Yeah, thanks.
See you on Butter Coffee, Jesse. I thought when a woman is slutty, no man want to marry her and just use her and waste her time. I didn't know that's what they want. LOL. Explain, laughing face with tears.
No, men don't want to marry sluts. Now, they'll do it to make you a worse slut, but they never really think of you as a wife and a mother for the children. Amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska says Alaska is in the middle. This is on punchy.tv/JLP. Alaska, in the middle of the state, the summers are beautiful, 80% daylight. Winters are 70% dark during the day, you know?
Wow.
Northern Alaska will have the 23 to 24 hours of daylight or darkness. You guys are always welcome to visit, and you have friends up here, smiling.
And so in the summer, the daylight forever.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go in the summer. I ain't going up there no winter, but I will. Thank you. We'll take you up on that. Amazing. Thank you.
That's cool. Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, 5555555565, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Misty, and the rest. Thanks, as always, as well as to the Rumble crew.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, God. What's up, Jesse? Man, how's it going, my brother?
All this well, Rick.
Man, shoot, good to hear from y'all, man. I was listening to the church service yesterday, man. You know what's starting to catch on fire there, Jesse?
What's that?
Polygamy. Everybody want to have four wives. You notice that?
Polygamy?
Yeah, I guess what they call it, polygamy, when they want, you know, when a guy wants to marry four or three wives.
Yeah, I do.
I do hear that
a lot, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think it was two guys on your service yesterday was saying that he had like four wives or even four girlfriends, if I heard them right. I think it was like two of the guys. And my thing, and a lot of them have to quote the Bible, well, God allowed King David them to have many wives, but I can guarantee you it cost them problems. And at the beginning, it wasn't so.
Yeah.
It wasn't so at the beginning. I mean, at the beginning, it was one man, one wife, and God told the kings don't multiply wives for themselves, and guess what they did, Justice?
They
as always,
pass.
Do the opposite.
Yeah.
And now, King David called hell. you know, they all called hell on them wives. And where, I'm like...
And where is King but, David now?
He dead.
I'll rest my case.
Know, exactly. See, he probably dead for all the women doing his nerves.
Yeah. Rick, because of time, I'm out of town. Will you come again?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Wow, just I lost track of it. Okay, just well, love you guys, man. Continue on what y'all doing, all you guys, man. Love y'all. Y'all stay blessed.
You
I'll
too,
see y'all tomorrow.
Thank you so much. I am so out of time. What the... Get on that straight and narrow. For those who are already there, stay there. Just stay there. See what happens. See what happens. It's better than what you have. That's for sure. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Forgive your mothers and your father, and God will forgive you when you see you're wrong for being angry at them. Hate, hate, anger is hate. Anybody has hate, play God, and you will never know God. Be free. Come out of your prison. Drop the anger. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake, and then Joel Friday TV, and then the American Anchor Baby. Thanks for your support. I'll be back tomorrow. Take care. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bob, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.